And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leah.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm well, thank you. I just want you to know that I slept through the entire Oscar ceremony last Sunday.
Really? Wasn't it shorter than usual?
Yeah, I came in under budget and under in terms of the time that was allotted.
Yeah.
But I got all the highlights I needed the next day on NPR, so that was fine.
There you go.
I loved your puzzle that you gave us to work on for the week. It was actually Academy Award related. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I asked, name two Oscar-nominated movies for Best Picture over the years whose titles differ only in their middle letter. And as a hint, I said each title has five letters.
Your answer.
Well, the answer is Shane and Shine. Shane from 1953 and Shine from 1996.
You know, there's a lot of people that I think bridge that valley between Shane, which is an older movie, and Shine, which is a much newer movie, because we received 1,400 correct entries to this week's puzzle. And our randomly chosen winner is David Shevin, and he joins us from Tiffin, Ohio. Hi, David.
Hi, Leanne.
Where's Tiffin?
We are about an hour to the south and to the east of Toledo.
Terrific. What do you do there?
I teach writing and literature classes down the road at the University of Findlay.
Do you like word games?
I'll tell you, I have never been able to solve a word ladder in this few solves them. But yes, I enjoy word games.
Really? You've never been? I have trouble with word ladders, too. I don't know. Maybe Will has what do you think? Will, do you have a word puzzle for us today?
I'm afraid I do not.
Oh, no. David, I think we're going to really just have to help each other out with this one, okay?
We're going to be a team here.
Yeah. You ready to play?
Sure.
All right. Well, Will, meet David. Let's play.
All right, David and Leanne, there was a popular newspaper columnist in the early 1940s named Dr. Quizzler, who presented weekly brain teasers and trick questions. And since today is April Fool's Day, I thought this would be an appropriate time to bring out some of these classic Quizzlers. Here's number one. How long will an 8-day alarm clock run without winding?
It won't run at all without winding.
That's correct.
Oh, good for you, David.
Very good.
You've got the way of thinking here, yes.
Number two, Jake's shack in Maine is almost buried in snow, and the temperature is 20 below zero. Jake's eyes move from the single match he has to a candle, an oil lamp, and a fire with shavings ready to be lit. What should he light first?
You have a candle, an oil lamp, and a
fire with shavings ready to be lit. What should he light first?
I would light the fire first, from which I could draw the candle and light the lamp. Leanne, what's your thought?
I was thinking about lighting the lamp first because of a fuel tank there, and it'd guarantee it might keep burning, maybe?
Oh, I'm afraid I caught you both.
Yeah?
The first thing you light is the match.
Oh, of course you light the match. Look at us getting so serious about this, you know?
All right, try this. If it takes 2 minutes to boil one egg, how long does it take to boil six eggs?
2 minutes.
That's correct. Do this one in your head. What would the word pod spell if printed in small letters and turned upside down? P-O-D.
Pod.
Pod. Pod is correct.
Pod.
It would spell itself
spell
again.
Pod. Mm-hmm. All right.
Try this. The correct plural of son-in-law is sons-in-law. What is the correct possessive form of sons-in-law? There's a good question for an English professor.
That's correct. I would simply make the word sons possessive, sons-in-law.
Well, according to this book, the correct possessive is sons-in-laws. You just add an apostrophe S at the end.
I'm staying out of it. I'm staying out of that one.
I'm not sure I want to tangle with an English professor.
And I don't want to get between Will and an English professor.
I'm certainly glad this is not my dissertation review.
Try this one. Why didn't William Howard Taft run for a third term as president of the United States?
He couldn't.
Why not?
Hadn't they passed that amendment by then?
No, that followed him.
Yeah, that comes later on.
He died.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you, he never served a second term.
Well, of course. Oh, that one's embarrassing. This is the April Fool humiliation portion of our program, right?
Try this one. Why didn't the last of the Tudor monarchs of England shave?
Well, she probably couldn't grow a beard.
Yes. Yeah,
Queen Elizabeth didn't shave at all. And here's your last one. The bed and light switch in your bedroom are situated 12 feet apart. How can you switch off the light and get into bed before the room is dark?
Well, you go to sleep at noon.
That is correct. You go to sleep during daylight.
Oh,
good job,
David. Oh, man. You were great. What fun. We're going to send you some things for putting you through this morning. We're going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster's one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley and from Times Books, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the mind twisters, probably not as good as the ones we've heard today, but still good that you've heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. What's your public radio station, David?
Oh, it's WGTE WGLE Toledo Lima.
Okay, Toledo Lima, Ohio. David Shevin from Tiffin, Ohio. Thanks a lot for playing
Thank
with us
you
today.
So much, and may all your Aprils be full.
Yeah, you bet. You're better than cruel. I'd much rather be the fool. Thank you. Will, oh, that was so much fun. My cheeks are aching. I've been laughing so much. All right, you better have something real good for us to work on for next week.
Well, try this. I'd like you to take four toothpicks or matchsticks and arrange them in the shape of a W, in which each angle has 90 degrees, and the result will look like a zigzag. And here's the question, what is the smallest number of toothpicks or matches you must move in order to form a square? So again, four toothpicks or matches, arranged in the shape of a W in which each angle has 90 degrees. What is the smallest number of toothpicks or matches you must move in order to form a square? And please show or explain your solution.
Okay, and send that solution to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, and our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you are our winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.